So the next last conference before confession is general judgment. General judgment. It's in our creed. And from then, from the heaven, one day our Lord Jesus Christ will come to judge the living and the dead. So the angels will sound the trumpet after the end of the world. And at the sound of the trumpet, the earth, the sea, hell will come back, will bring back the bodies of anyone men had lived on earth since Adam and Eve until the last one. So everybody will be there. The body will be resurrected. So people ask, well, Father, but bodies might be just dust. Some ashes sometimes. People, God is all powerful. He promised. It's a dogma of faith. For God, it's nothing impossible. Nothing. He can do it. He will do it. So he will restitute our bodies, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, as we were seen when we were 33 years old. Mature. And the moment of the, we will have strength. It's a moment of strength, of our moment of perfect, we say, psychology, mentally, in the will, with virtues. And it's at the perfect age, in all senses, not only physically, maybe not the most perfect, but psychologically, mentally, balance. Our Lord died in a perfect age. 33, given in his sacrifice of the cross the best of himself and all that he could, and even the perfect age that he had, no? So he can be more painful for him. And so now we consider well. This dogma of our faith. So, because social justice is important, it's necessary that everything may be known. All the crimes, all the hidden things, all the secrets, all the things done on the back of men. So, as to pay the consequences of the sins of the others, many times are our fault. Especially the fathers to the children, it had to be known. Children need to know also, for justice sake, the faults of the fathers. And although all these things are done in secret, you can imagine all what the Masons, the communists had done will be known. In the thoughts, even their thoughts, their plans, their desires. What you have done to your brothers and your sisters will be known. In social justice means many things have been unjust because man has done things and nobody knows who was the culpable, nobody knows where it's coming from. These problems, these bad habits, these scandals, these false principles, these bad habits, these ideas, perverted ideas, they come from somewhere. People. So because, remember our Lord said, he who do not gather scatters. So whatever we do has impact, influence upon the other, consequences. And we don't know many times the consequences of our actions. For example, those who say calumnies, those calumnies propagate from family to family, from country to country sometimes, and have a great damage. is what usually the people who propagate calumnies or public sins, which propagate, it had a great consequences of a scandal upon others, damaging others. Those kind of sins cannot be paid, but after long, long, long years in purgatory. This is what can be explained why many will be in purgatory until the end of the world. And what Lady said, no, to the cousin of Sister Lucy, Imelda, who she was a girl, 23 years old. And Sister Lucy asked about her, she was saved or not. And our lady answered, your cousin Imelda, she will be in purgatory until the end of the world. And she died 110 years ago, you know, 187 years ago. A girl, 23 years old, single. What she could have done, those moments, those times are great modesty. There was no immodesty. There was no public sin. The only thing that could have done something like that, grave, surely would be having a calumny, gossip, harming others, and that gossip may be damaging for many generations, or something like that. We don't know for sure, but there are sins that has to be known because the consequences upon us, grave consequences of damage. This is why the general judgment is one of the purposes. It has to come to light things done in secret. Such a day is no longer called a day of mercy and pardon, but a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess. It's in the Sacred Scriptures. Sephirinus 1:15. So the Psalm 92 says, before the judge shall come, there shall go a fire before him. So it was St. Peter says that the earth shall be purified by fire. Yes. And that matches the prophecy of Fatima, that she said that the fire will come down for the sky, coming down upon earth. As a chastisement. Could be a link there. We don't know, it will be the end, the prophecy of Fatima, speaking about the end. It could be. St. Peter says that the world will end, will be by fire. And everything will be destroyed. St. Thomas Aquinas says, all the works of men will be destroyed. Edifices, buildings, works of art. The only thing that will be not destroyed will be the Holy Cross, the relics of our Lord's Passion. Angels will be sent by God to rescue those before the fire. The relics of the Holy Cross and the nails and the crown of thorns. There will be trophies in heaven to be contemplated, to be admired and adored in eternity, you know, in heaven. But for the rest, they will be consumed by fire. It's good to remember that the vanities of this world will be consumed by fire. Fire shall come from heaven, which Scripture says, calls the day of the Lord, in which Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, will burn the earth from the end to all the ends of the earth. All the riches, the pomps, the pleasures of the world will end. For those who are dead, the trumpet will sound and they will all arise. 1 Corinthians 15, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised. Oh, what anguish will the lost soul feel upon united to his body? Accursed body, I order to please thee. I am lost, and you are joining to myself to the lost. So, basically, those who are in hell will take their bodies back, but in a corrupted monstrance, will be like monsters. Yes, will be no normal faces, will be corrupted bodies, like corrupting. Will be no glorified bodies of the other. The elect, the saint, will come also to resurrect. The bodies will be shining, be incorrupted bodies already, and shining forth the light of the glory of the soul, shining upon the body, shining bodies and corrupted bodies on the dam. Now, one of the meditations which is very interesting, especially for this world, is even those aborted babies will be raised in full manhood or in full age. They will stand around their mothers, the aborted babies, the millions and millions. 1,000 million, 1 billion babies have been killed last 40 years in abortion, by abortion. But those babies will resurrect. And they will be around their mothers and their fathers, ready for the judgment. That will be horrible or horrendous. Mom, you didn't allow me to live, to be baptized, to know God on earth. Will be terrifying. Bueno, even if they confess that sin, it still will be terrifying, horrible, no? The suffering. Oh, what anguish will the lost soul fell upon united to his body? Multitudes in the valley of decision of that of the day of the Lord is near. Joel, the prophet Joel. In the valley of Josaphat, multitudes, all will gather. The valley of Josaphat is in the area of Lebanon, you know, or that area is part of Egypt, part of Syria. It's a huge valley. So that is the place where all the body will join, all the bodies will join. Then, when all are assembled there, the angels shall come and shall separate the wicked from the just. So, St. Matthew 13 says, the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. The just will remain on the right hand, and the wicked will be banished to the left hand. Spell from the company of the saints. And this is applied by the saints also to the explanation of St. Matthew 14:24, when he says, one shall be taken, the other will be left. So the explanation is according to, I tell you, it's an opinion of the saints, because it's not settled, this matter, but that the holy rapture that is spoken by St. Paul is precisely at the last judgment. It's one of the opinions, no? Means when the angels start separating and our Lord is coming, the bodies are rising up, but they cannot be together at the same in the valley, so the angels will start separating to the left, yes, the wicked, at the level of the ground, at ground level. And at the right, yes, the elected, those who are saved already. And some of the elect will be taken with the apostles upon the air. So to judge, to be part of the judges, Yes. To judge the damn and the devils. So maybe taking some of you maybe taking along to be judges. That will mean that they will be not be judged. It's a question of opinions. Of course, this is not been settled. Those who are taken on the air along with the apostles, we will be sitting in 12 chairs. Many saints will be there around us as judges. This is the famous rapture, which the Protestants understand as our Lord coming, and all the elect will be coming with Him, and the rest will be left, and they will be taken to Him. That's what the Jehovah Witnesses said. We asked them, okay, why you say that? They said, well, we are the elected, the 144,000 virgins and martyrs who will be taken in rapture by Christ when He comes, because we are the only ones to be saved. The rest will be damned. That's what they say, no? So we tell them, well, but you are more than 144. Yes, it's a mystery. We don't know why we are more than that. Yes, but only. But that represents us, you know. They said that. Okay. So, St. John 16 says, your sorrows shall be turned into joy. One of the Beatitudes says, blessed are you if you are thirst after justice, because your thirst for justice will be filled up. No? You will be satiated completely. So you can say that those who are safe are not suffering, because they agree with whatever God decides. Even if they had to go in front of everybody to be presented their bad deeds, will be maybe for the eternal glory and to sing the eternal mercy of God upon us. No? We will not mind. We will not mind if we pass to the front. In front of everybody, our life will be showing to everybody, our secret sins. Because we will be an occasion of praising God for the whole eternity, for His mercy. So everybody will know, this man, I don't know, Nino, that man who committed those sins, he will be in eternity in heaven, and we will be together with him, giving praise and thanksgiving to God, because he was saved in spite of his sins. So, they will join in joy with Nino, singing the praises of God, because Nino, in spite of his sins, he was saved. And everybody knows already, maybe they might know what you did, you know, in secret, but they will be happy that you are saved. So we will not mind. So there's another question. We see, it's only understood you have the faith. You have the Catholic faith, you understand this question. The question is, if we have a relative who is on the side, on the left side, and we want to sorrow, and we want to miss that, and we want to be sad, the answer is not. Because we will have the joy and the mindset of God. We will agree with whatever God's, not only by mind, but also by will, by feelings, we will agree with peace, with whatever God wants. So even if we see a relative in this left side, we will not be sad. You know, it's one of the punishments of the damned. Nobody will have pity upon them. Nobody will love them. They will not be able to love, and nobody will be able to love them. It's a mystery. A mystery, but it's true. Remember, this is one of the proofs of our faith, that we are not here to live in a human way. So to have pity upon the others, yes, it's normal in a human way, but because we live in a divine way, even on earth, by faith, is how we can explain things like capital punishment. Capital punishment We will not be sorry for that person because that person received the opportunities and he will have his own priest before the capital punishment to go to confession if he wants. And because the common good needs that person to be gone. So a saint will not be sorry about the person who will be executed. But this is cruel. This is, in the modern world, this is cruel to say that. It's not understood. It's like in the Old Testament that homosexuals and adultery was punished by stone on the spot. Modern people will say, no, this is too cruel. No. It's the will of God. Because you have to get rid of the evil right away in an exemplary matter, and that person has an hour to be executed, so he has few minutes to repent before he die. In fact, it's not cruel, because that person will have opportunity to do an act of contrition and will be killed. Capital punishment. But you know, modern world, they don't understand, they will not understand that. It's too human, modern world. If that law will be erected, I think it's going to happen. When the world will convert, those kind of laws will be on place again. Capital punishment to homosexuals, abortion, and all witches, all these things. And we'll be right to do that. So St. Paul says, we shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So this is what I was speaking, no? The rapture. But behold, the heavens are opening and the angels are coming to assist at the judgment and are bearing the tokens of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Thomas remarks. St. Thomas says, when the Lord comes to judgment, the sign of the cross and other marks of his passion will be seen. Precisely, our Lord coming in triumph with the cross. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. This is for the last judgment, according to most of the saints. So it's an opinion yet. But you know, many people commit a mistake of thinking that there will be another opportunity, our Lord coming to give another opportunity to us. They speak about those things of Garabandal, you know, mm-hmm. The enlightenment of conscience. And that is not possible, because that will contradict Fatima. Our Lady Fatima was very clear. The last means will be no more means. Last means is the Holy Rosary and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. So that famous Garabandal enlightenment of conscience and giving opportunity of conversion, it's not in the Gospel, not in Fatima. And the sign of the cross coming is precisely our Lord and the last judgment after the world is consumed to judge the living and the dead. And my opinion is that sign in heaven will appear, but it's for the Antichrist. They will manage through 5G technology and this technology of 3D holograms. Holograms, exactly. Holograms. They will manage to place a sign in the sky, something very appealing to people, and saying, it's the time, the Savior is coming, you have to adore him, to follow him, and will be an Antichrist very easily. Will be. I think, in my personal opinion, Garabandal is the announcement of the Antichrist coming. Yes. In this moment in Garabandal, you have many diabolical happenings, more than any other place in Spain. So, and many people, even traditionalists like Bishop Williamson, they believe in Garabandal. They believe. They will swallow up those lies. to deceive the world. It will be deceiving even the elect if possible. So St. John Chrysostom says, the nails will complain to thee, the wounds will speak against thee, the cross of Christ will proclaim against thee, and shall see the Son of Man with power and light, the throne coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. St. Matthew 24. And the prophet Joel says, before their face the people shall be much pain. And St. Teresa de Avila says, my Jesus, do thou give me every anguish, but do not suffer me to behold thy face wrathful against me in that day. Yes, this is the Catholic benefit of meditating upon these subjects. We must realize that any suffering on earth is better, even to be born by fire, even, like St. John of Arc, than to go to hell and to see our Lord wrath. From the side of the angry judge, I will say to the mountains and rocks, fail upon us and hide us from the face of him that sit on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. It's in Apocalypse 6. Daniel, the prophet Daniel, the judgment was set and the books were opened. So according to tradition, one by one will be passing, starting by Adam. Adam will be the first. And Adam, so we see, Adam, your fault has great consequences. Yes. Look, all the mankind had to be despoiled from sanctifying grace and the preternatural gifts. They will start with Adam, yes. Year by year. And after Eve, next time. And after Cain, you kill your brother. You are the firstborn and you killed your brother for envy, for all your thoughts, all your words, all your sins. There's no hurry, because with our body we'll not need sleep, we don't need to eat, we don't need merienda, breakfast or coffee, we will not need those things. Now we need now a fire, we can make a break. Okay, you just continue. What is one of the important things about this meditation is the shame that we will suffer that day. It's a great shame. It's better not to be shameful now, to tell our sins, to defend the truth, to correct, to teach, to do good things, to put a good example, to be persecuted, not to be shameful about that, to avoid that shame of that day. So it's horrible. Just imagine, billions of saints and angels, the Blessed Virgin Mary being present there, imagine. And you are sitting there in front of everybody. The dam laughing at you and bullying. Come with us, let him come with us. He has done so much. And the saints, your family there, your children, your grandchildren, your cousins. Let's see what he's going to. What happened to him? Why he was so mean? Why he was so much hidden things in his life? What he's doing so much outside with his friends? Let's look what he was doing. Was he really cheating his wife? Okay, let's see, because what's a gossip about that? Let's go. Finally, we will see what happened. Imagine. The thoughts. Oh, he was thinking about that. He was thinking that about me. Oh, now I know. He was thinking about our Lord, those things. He was hypocrite. He was faking that he was like this and he was other person. He had three personalities, and Ah, he has a hidden wife. Ooh, we didn't know. Oh, he had 3 children outside the matrimony. Oh, okay, we know now. He was the cause that our inheritance didn't pass upon my children. Oh, my brother, he twisted the judge. He gave a bribery to the judge to have the inheritance for himself. Ooh, we know now. So we had to live in poverty 50 years because my brother decided not to give up part on inheritance. Oh, we know now that. Now we know. Oh, my brother, he left my mother die on the hospital in order not to pay more bills in the hospital. Ooh, now we know. We know now. My wife committed abortion and adultery. We will know. Or the doctor. That doctor left my father die for money. He was tired. He was upset because my father had a bad character and he just put a few drops of poison. And we will know all those things, you know. We will know. So it would be a great shame. Believe me. So we will know everything. It's really... Not even in the movies will they be able to portray something like that. Because... Saints, the angels will be present. Your guardian angel will be there with a sad face, maybe. Now we want to know what you did. What were your thoughts? What were your intentions, even? We will know your intentions. We will know that you stole, you have been stealing quite a bit to be rich. You share in the sins of those people in order to win money. You bought stolen things from these people as you knew it. How many things, horrible things. So this thought should help us to be very open. Doesn't matter that we receive bullying, persecution, that we are suffering, that we have to tell the truth. I tell you, this is one of my experiences. The best good we can do to people is to tell the truth, especially in doctrine. It doesn't matter that people get upset. For me, I learned not to start suffering better now those persecutions. Because we are left alone. Eh? Believe me, if I am left alone, my person is because I haven't told the truth. I knew the consequences, but I prefer that. I have a monastery in Colombia. Was building up. I had 9 monks. We were doing very well. And suddenly came the nonsense of Bishop Williamson saying that the Novus Ordo Mass is something good that gives grace. And so I had to say the sermon in public. And they told me, that sermon was your death sentence, so we don't support you anymore. Give back the monastery to us. So I was in the streets with nothing. Suddenly, my monks with nothing. Had to rent a place had to go to another country. We had to go to Ecuador, no? In those conditions. Had to come back, and they didn't give me nothing back. I asked Bishop Williamson, I need my pillow, my bed, my mattress. No, nothing. Nothing. Yes. So we know the consequences. So, it's better, brothers, it's much better to suffer here than to suffer after this life. Everything we know. And God knows everything. So this is why in the Gospel of the Confessors of the Church says, the only thing that matters is that God, if God is recommending us, if God is happy with us, if God is with us, it's enough reward. We don't need people acknowledgement to be acknowledged by people, to be loved by people. We don't need that, really. We don't need that. You see, we live outside reality because we don't have these realities in our mind. No? Everything will be known. Precisely, this is why everything has to be known, because a lot of injustices, many injustices, because we follow appearances. People nowadays follow appearances. You see, people treat better the rich than the poor, no? People treat better the handsome than the ugly, no? Oh, poor women. Poor women who are, yes, sometimes very ugly. Bueno, sorry. They are no love at all, you know. And they are beautiful hearts, you know. So you have many injustices on earth. Many for just because of appearances. And this is one of the great teachings of this conference. And never, never at all to hide a sin from confession. Never. Even if you kill the president, even if you kill your own brother, like Cain, doesn't matter, you have to confess it. It's better to have passed the shame now than later. No? I think this is the most dangerous of all. Please tell that to children, to your nephews, your relatives, especially the children. Do not hide sins in confession. I found that it's quite common. Eh? It's quite common. Because the way the world is now. Because they tell children, the youth, that their own will, their own happiness is the most important. So to make you suffer like that is not good. So noble sort of people, modernist people, regards confession as a psychological therapy. Just to get out of what I am hard of. It's why they in the confession they speak against the husband, against the wife, against the children, but not against themselves. No. It's like a therapy for the noble sort. Because sin, anyway, I go to heaven. So confession, I just confess whatever I like, and I accuse anyone I like. I think this is why there are much more sacrilegious than what we think. No? Please tell that to your children, or to your nephews, or your neighbors. Do not hide confession, sin in confession, and do a good confession. Confession is to be judged. You are the one who accuses yourself, and you are the accuser and the accused. And God is merciful. You are facing the mercy of God and confession. It's the moment in which you can be forgiven and forgotten forever. It's why many saints are the opinion that a good percentage, maybe 40-50% of the saints are of the opinion that if you are saved, that means you purgatory will be over by the end of by the last judgment. So if you are saved, you are not going to be judged in front of everybody. This is the opinion of many saints. Why? Because our Lord said that if you confess what you have done to me with repentance, I will not remember anymore what you have done. So it has not been defined in that detail exactly whether those saved, the saints, will be judged. We don't know, but we don't mind. We should not mind to pass in front of everybody. But it could happen. It's an opinion. It's open to opinion. That point of the dogma, no? That point. Yes, will be judged, general judgment, but some might not pass. St. Peter, St. Paul, maybe they don't need to pass. They were apostles and they were confessing in public their sins. So we just finished with this sentence. Our Lord will come to those who are on his right hand. Come, ye blessed of my Father, to the kingdom inherited for you, prepared for you for the beginning of the world, for the foundation of the world. And to the left, those who are at the left will say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting life. Sorry, everlasting fire. Yes, Matthew 24:25. And so, in the middle of the valley, a great pit will be open, where the devils and the lost will fall together, who will hear from God that sentence, And after they fall all together into hell, those doors will be shut behind them, which will never be opened anymore. Never, never more through all eternity. Oh, accursed sin! To what a wretched end will thou one day lead to many wretched souls, or unhappy souls, for whom this wretched end is being preserved. We end here the conference.